A world without Saddam Hussein. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Now that Saddam's execution has settled in, time for the people of Iraq to let bygones be bygones, accept that justice was done, and move on.
Yesterday, a crowd of protesters in Samarra broke into the Shia Golden Dome Mosque, chanting and carrying a mock coffin.
Okay, so a little protest, a silent vigil to show respect. Well, okay. Surely, in more reasonable countries like Egypt, the man on the street thought the hanging was justified.
Those who hanged Saddam are dogs, says one Egyptian, and they were dancing over his corpse.
Everybody's a critic. In the meantime, even some Iraqis who hated Saddam were hoping he would at least give up a few of his secrets, such as where he stashed those billions of dollars he stole. That'd be nice to know, because if you could find, say, $8 billion, you could run the war for another whole month. He also never disclosed which Western governments colluded with him. Last year, a Dutchman went to jail for supplying the chemicals for the nerve gas he famously used against his own people. And the U.S. was implicated for its support, beginning with the war against Iran in the 1980s. But a Dutch author claims the Clinton State Department cleansed the official record to make sure there was no mention of any embarrassing back rubs we may have provided. Saddam's death did seem kind of sudden, didn't it, considering all he must have known and all the other crimes he could have been tried for. Then again, I'm sure that for a lot of people in high places, that trap door opened not a moment too soon. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.